of the top five scams that you've poked your head into that you either looked into personally or wrote about it in the book, how would you rank them?
I'll give you sort of five people, products, or categories that are the worst. One of the other real sort of notorious scam artists, and similar to Kevin Trudeau, is Don LaPree, who's been around with half a dozen infomercials over the past 20 years. I don't know if you remember Don LaPree from Making Money in the 80s and 90s, and he's been back with a bunch of other products. I mean, he's just another guy who is, you know, anything that he has his hand in is a scam.
Remember, he was doing the 1-900 numbers where you could buy a 1-900 number, and then he would help you market it, but you would get the money, and the money would – you would be like, you could have a joke line, you could have a horoscope line, but he was talking about all the people that were making money off the 1-900 numbers.
Yes,
right?
that was one of his products, and then he had, of course, the tiny classified ads. He would show you how to buy these tiny classified ads in newspapers around the country. And advertise and
drive traffic to your thing,
right?
And the guy who's running the volume controls for this show tonight was one of the guys that bought that 1-900 number scam.
How did that work out for him,
Jesse? Do you want to mic up, Jesse, and talk about that? No, okay. He may prefer to remain. I may have outed him more than he wanted to be outed. I don't know. I think he's grabbing a mic.
Just
but
a
he,
bit,
he,
yeah.
he oh, so Jesse, how did it work out for you? The 900 number.
I had it for about 6 weeks, and when I went to cash the check that they did send to me, it bounced.
Okay. How much was the check worth? $77,000.
No, the check was for about $1,200.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That was a good promise of some money.
Right. And then when I went to try to locate the source to make my complaint that the check had bounced, could not find the company at all anymore.
Okay. And where this was a Don LaPree thing?
It was a Don LaPree thing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And
I was young and stupid. What can I tell you?
And what was your business again? Your 1-900 number was what?
It was a Hollywood gossip line.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Jesse. Jesse runs the show, so I just thought that was interesting. We don't have to look far to find people who have been touched by these infomercials.
No, it's amazing. We've all had our run-ins with these characters,
right.
And you know he's still at it, Don LaPree. He's moved on from scheme to scheme, and you know, in some cases now he's not the guy who's on the air, but he's the guy behind the scenes who's you know, buying the airtime. He had one product recently, which was a vitamin product, and his business partner actually, well, that product's not on the air anymore because his business partner's been accused of murder.
Well,
so that was sort of a little hiccup there, yeah.
Right.
It was called the greatest vitamin in the world. That was the name of the product. And it was a multi-level marketing scheme. So you'd buy these vitamins and you'd sell them to your friends and family. And of course, you would tell them that it was the greatest vitamin in the world because that was the name of the product, greatest vitamin
right.
in the world. And his partner, Doug Grant in Arizona, has now been accused of murdering his wife and has been on trial. So
yeah.
That product is no longer on the air, and I'm sure wherever he is tonight, Don is working on his next his next big venture,
like Pinky and the Brain.
Definitely on the bad list, and probably another person that you could not leave off the list of the five worst people or products is Joe Francis of Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah,
he's a creepy scoundrel. I mean, you get a video in the mail, so it's not there is an actual product that you do get, but
it is a continuity scam too. They send you whether you want one or not, right?
Right, and you know with a lot of these things, especially these really shady people, you know, once you give them your credit card, you cannot get them to stop sending you that video. That's been a problem with a whole bunch of them. Video Professor is another one. Once you buy it, and once you sign up, you're just going to be getting it, and you won't be able to turn it off. You'll call that 1-800 number to try and cancel your subscription, and that phone will ring and ring and ring, and you'll never get through. That they make it very difficult to cancel. I mean, a whole bunch of people told me that they actually canceled the credit card that they had used to sign up for that program rather than try and cancel, because they couldn't get through. So they would just cancel that Visa card or MasterCard because it was easier to do that and get a new Visa card.
Well, and I actually, I mean, Video Professor doesn't seem like that kind of a thing to me.
Video Professor, it's the trick is that the first video is you know, either free or it's $10, and then
how to make money on eBay or whatever.
Right, and the subsequent lessons are really expensive. They're like $79, $79.95. Okay. So then you get this first lesson for nothing, and then you get a DVD in the mail, and it's like $79 purchase. So it's very expensive, and it's not anything that you couldn't learn online. Honestly, like you can go and sort of like find all this information out there. The big complaint with Video Professor has been it's really hard to get them to stop sending you that DVD or that CD-ROM every month, and so that's the big complaint with a lot of these continuity programs is you just can't get it to stop.
What are some of the worst, like absolutely never worked, never intended to work products that have been sold successfully in infomercials?
Oh, you know, so many of them have never really worked for anybody. Another one I was going to put on the top five list, a more recent one, not that it doesn't work, but it's a big scam, is the interest in gold recently and cash for gold. I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
Yeah, but like, again, gold, if you've got gold and you're going to send it to somebody, they'll send you cash. What could be the scam with that?
Well, they're in Cash for Gold's case, they're really undervaluing the gold that you send them, and you're much better off. Obviously, there's serious value in gold. You're much better off just selling it the way that you've always sold it in the past, and you're better off going to a pawn shop and selling your gold at a pawn shop. Cash for Gold has been in trouble, and has been there have been hundreds, thousands of complaints about the value that they assign to the gold that's sent to them. That's one that's sort of a more recent arrival.
Right.
But lots of criticism and lots of controversy, and there have been lots of investigative reports on how they rip people off, and they once you send them your gold, that's in their hands, and so when they tell you that it's worth X, it's hard at that point to. It's not like you're at a store where you can have somebody evaluate the gold and tell you what it's worth. You've already sent it to them in that little package, and they're not telling you what it's worth. And you have a certain period of time where you can accept it or not accept it. And they often just give you a really low value on whatever gold you send them.